And very pleasant good morning. We're now at 8:33. Welcome into our live edition of the program today with the Randolph County Commission. We're going to say hello to Presiding Commissioner and the number one driver in Randolph County, John Truesdale. How are you, sir?
Just fine. Good morning.
Did you get in okay today?
Got in just fine today. Another beautiful day in Randolph County. Nice and cool this morning. Everybody will be out and enjoying it.
And from the western side of the county, how are you doing, Mr. Hobbs?
I'm doing fantastic this morning, sir.
Did you let him drive or did you drive yourself today?
I drove myself. I am not that crazy.
All right. Hey, by the way, we're going to be with you until about 10-2 this morning. So if you have some questions, give us a call, 263-2424 or 800-892-2300. Want to talk about roads in the wake of everything that's happened with the flooding, the storms, and that kind of thing. How are we doing?
Oh, we're doing real good. The first thing I'd like to do is I would like to give a big thank you to our administrative assistant, Ginger Tipton. We have finally got Track It online, and Ginger has spent several hours learning the system. It's kind of a complicated procedure to use this. She's just about got it down pat. She's starting to teach me how to use it, and I just want to put kudos to Ginger Tipton.
How's her patience in dealing with you and teaching you technology?
Not very good.
Her patience is good. Your learning skills for learning technology?
Bad.
And we kid because we care. In all seriousness, no, John, technology is becoming a big, important part of everything the commission does, isn't it?
It absolutely is. Technology is clearly ruling the world, and Randolph County is no exception to that end of it. For the listeners out there, if you're not familiar with what Track it is an application program. We have been able to put GPS devices on all of the county equipment, and what that allows us to do at the commission end is it allows us to turn around and better handle the maintenance that we need on those different vehicles, as well as to be able to respond a little quicker in the event of bad weather and emergency situations. The GPS trackets are sitting on our road maintainers. It's on our trucks. It's in all of our supervisors' trucks where they're at, and it will allow us to turn around and pull them up onto a map. And we can see where they're setting it inside of Randolph County. It will record a history on those different vehicles. We'll be able to turn around and tell you where the vehicle's at. If it's moving, we'll know it. We'll know how fast it's moving. We'll be able to have the history of that vehicle to know where that is. We'll know that if we send a load of rock or something down one of the county roads, it'll record that for us on what day that was down on that road, at what time, and where that was placed at. And it does a number of other different things for you. If one of our people were to have to go to the tire shop to pick up an order or something like that for us, and then you needed them pretty quickly there and inside the courthouse, we'd be able to look and see, okay, well, he's over here and he's buying tires. He's up on this end or that end, and we'll be able to turn around and know, well, he ought to be back, you know, in 15 minutes or this or that. And so that's what Track It is going to enable us to do.
All right, you pretty excited about having this in place, Johnny?
Yeah, I'm real excited about it. We'll be able to have a better knowledge of where we're working at all times. And we can go back from the beginning of Track It, and we can tell you that on April the 30th of 2019, County Road 2160, we put 6 loads of rock on it. And that's really important. The guys have been out. We had 3 inches of rain over in my part of the county. Had a couple places that had almost 4 inches of rain. So you know what? When we get a big rain quick, what that does, we get a lot of washing. Guys are spotting, you know, they're running down the roads. They have to spot grade here, spot grade there. I've had a couple of listeners call in. Yes, we're getting to it. We can't get it all graded in a day, but we know we have several washouts that we're having to get back to.
Is Track It going to help you, too, in the winter when you start plowing roads?
Absolutely. Last year, when we had the big snow, we had in my area, in the Western District, we got a lot of hills. A lot of hills. It's got a lot of curves on it. And we had a particular instance where our grader ran off the road twice and got stuck, and we've got to take another grader as close as we can to pull that grader out. Cell phone use over in my area is real spotty. Sometimes we don't have a large enough radio system. We can't get completely across the county with the two-way radio system that we have in to date We'll hope to update that soon, but we have to get on a cell phone call, and it takes a little while. With the tracking system now, we can punch in and we can see, he hasn't moved for 5 or 10 minutes. We got an opportunity there.
All right. Let's talk about something else that happened earlier this week. The governor announced that FEMA has approved the state's request to provide additional assistance to local governments. That would include Randolph County to help with roads, bridges, and other infrastructure that was damaged by the flooding and the storms. How good a news is that for Randolph County?
Well, that is really big news for us. We responded to that, and we didn't know if we were going to be able to be eligible for it in the very front end of things. We had some damage we knew inside the county. We didn't know if we had enough. There's a dollar threshold that you have to reach in order to qualify and be a part of that. What that does for you, though, is when they declare the state a disaster or declare Randolph County a disaster on those different ends, then the federal government will create a pool of money that is put aside to try to alleviate the problems that those disasters cause. And so you don't have that available to you always, following some of these different disasters that you have, if they do declare you a disaster area, then that money is available. So it's a new source that you have of revenue that you can take and that you can tap into. A little bit of paperwork has to go along with that. You can pretty well imagine anything with the government always has paperwork that's in it.
And it can take months to get it, can it?
It certainly can. And there's no guarantee that you're going to get paid out of that bucket, but at least the bucket is available and you have a chance. Now, and what you know is that, okay, if you don't respond to that and you don't try to tap into the bucket, you know what you're going to get. You're going to get a goose egg. You're not going to have a thing. So we were very fortunate, and kudos to Moberly Special Road District. They reported to us and came back and said that they'd had a certain amount of damage that had been done on their end. And then with the city of Moberly, who was also very responsive inside of that end, Moberly had really done a good job by getting their stuff together. And so kudos there to Chief Albert on all the work and the stuff that city of Moberly was doing on it. They came to the county, and it gets reported in through the county. And so at that point, I contacted the different mayors that are in the cities, and several of the cities responded to that with some damages and things that they'd had. And so we pooled it all together and turned that in to SEMA, the State Emergency Management Association, and they work very, very closely then with the federal side on that piece. And so Randolph got our name thrown into the hat.
All right. What we need to do right now, we need to take a quick break. Back with more coming up in just a moment. And we're back with the Randolph County Commission. Again, 263-2424 or 800-892-2300. We want to talk about the word ascent, but before we do that, I know we brought the folks a story a handful of days ago. There's a new emergency management director for Randolph County, isn't there?
That's absolutely correct. We have been in a search to try to find someone to fill that position after Jim Sherrier had left us. And so we'd had a number of different applications that are in it, and we went through all the procedures and the process necessary to try to locate a new emergency management director. We have been successful in that, and today is the starting day of David Gaines. Will be filling that position for us here in the county.
Johnny, are you excited about him coming on board?
Oh, absolutely. I met David about 2 years ago, and known him for a little while, and I know that he's had a lot of experience in different aspects of emergency management, and I think he was the best candidate we had for Randolph County.
Okay, how valuable is that? We talk about the plan. That obviously has to be in place. But that aside, how valuable is it to have a central point of contact during storms and things like that?
Well, it's absolutely crucial that you have something on that order. Number one, you do need to plan, but you need to have that centralized. That needs to be someone that is their total focus and their obligation, so that when those disasters and those things happen and storms come up, that you have someone that has the plan. The plan just needs to be up to date, needs to be implemented. And it cuts down on the response time, but it also turns around, cuts down on the confusion in such a way.
One of the things that David talked to me about when we got together right after he made the announcement, he says, hey, it's so good to have someone like George Albert to work with, who's EMD for the city of Moberly.
Well, I couldn't say enough good about the folks the city of Moberly has inside that end. I'm very fortunate that I get to work closely with Chief Link and Chief Albert. Both fine men. They're both very, very focused and very well trained. City of Moberly's done a good job about finding good qualified people, making sure the training is kept step up. They clearly understand what they need to do, and they definitely had the best interest of the people in mind.
All right. What does the word assent mean, and why is the commission talking about it?
Assent is for utility companies that are crossing the county. There is a state statute, 229, that supports the power that the counties have. The county has the ability to allow utilities to cross over the county, cross over our roads, cross over our bridges. It's not just something as simple as that. That sounds pretty simple when you first say that, but you have to realize, too, that if you don't have some kind of control or means to manage that or to watch that, you literally could have nothing but a spider web of utilities running everywhere all across your county. Well, that's something that we don't want to see. We don't think that that's the right thing to do. Here in recent years, you know, there's been a lot of controversy on a utility company that was wanting to take and put a high voltage power line across the county. The assent that we have will help to cover a portion of that particular issue, but it's bigger than any one issue. We have gas pipelines that are going across the county. We have high lines going across. We have buried cables that are coming across. The commission wants to try to see and try to direct to make sure that when you need these easements for utility lines, we want those to try to be all in a general location or a general place.
Uniform.
It will keep those things where they need to be. And once those easements are established and set up, it prevents you from having to turn around and go to a lot of property owners and I guess put pressure upon the rights that they have as property owners to agree or disagree whether a power line needs to come across it or a pipeline needs to come across them. If we can steer those into a certain direction, we think that we're helping the county and moving that in a different direction.
We got about a minute or so left. Has anything been approved or are you still working on it?
We have currently today, the commission has passed a resolution that we're not allowing any additional assent across the county until we can complete the plan that we have in our minds. So I guess we don't have a plan yet. We have an idea, but we're working towards a plan. And we've seen some different things. We've been working with our legal on that particular issue. And then we've also been visiting with a number of other counties that are facing the exact same issue and are sharing and collaborating information right now. Watch very closely the agendas for the county. If you're interested in this, we are taking in, and these are public sessions. We're open to hearing any ideas anyone else may have in it, but we're trying to establish a plan that will control what can and cannot come across our county. One of the things that we know is definitely going to be involved inside of that is there will be a permitting process that is involved inside of it, and what that will help us to do too, it will establish the rules, regulations, and set those things into a legal fashion so that we could safeguard the individuals. So when these things are crossing over their property, there will be bonding that needs to be done so that we can ensure that things get put back the way they need to be done. There will be different kind of permitting fees that will be involved inside those things so that there will be a money trail there that you can go back to in order to make these things work.
All right. The Randolph County Commission has joined us today.